Today, Be'ezah Hashem, we learn Daf Hey of Masechet Sanhedrin. Some of the topics we learned about include the halacha of v'im hoya mumcha l'rab m'dan afel l'yichidi. An expert judge can take on a monetary case single-handedly, and three judges are not required. The distinction between the nakid reshusa and the loy nakid reshusa. The nakid reshusa imta lo yishalem. If the mumcha did obtain permission to paskin from the resh galusa and he issued an erroneous decision, the decision stands and he's not required to reimburse the innocent party. However, the loy nakid reshusa, if the mumcha did not obtain permission from the resh galusa and he issued an erroneous decision, it depends. Im kiblu alayu lo yishalem. If the two parties agreed to accept the mumcha's decision unconditionally, regardless of whether it was accurate or not, the decision stands and he is not required to reimburse the innocent party. If the two parties did not agree so, the decision stands, but the mumcha is required to reimburse the innocent party. The Gemara elaborates on the nakid reshusa, the type of permission a mumcha must obtain in order to become exempt from reimbursement, which depends on whether he received reshus in Bavel or in Eretz Yisrael. The three features of reshus. Yeira, he can paskin cases that pertain to Issur Heter, whether something is forbidden or permissible. Yadin, he can judge monetary cases. Yatr b'chayris yatr, he can rule that a firstborn behemoth is permissible to be slaughtered outside the Beis HaMikdash based on its blemish. The Chum initiated that one requires Rishus to paskin Issur v'hetter because of a certain incident. Rishus l'palga de mehani, a Rebbe can give his student a partial Rishus, such as only Yeri Yeri but not Yadin Yadin, or vice versa. Rishus al-Tanai, mehani, a Rebbe can give his student only a temporary Rishus, such as only for 1 year.